This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The Kansas Supreme Court justice walks into a room, but this isn't the Supreme Court chambers. It's not even a courtroom. This room is at a high school in Ashland, Kansas. This group of high schoolers met a Supreme Court justice through the Kansas Supreme Court Traveling Docket Program. Now the court has launched another initiative to help more attorneys serve rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. K.J. Wall is the Kansas Supreme Court Justice who met with the high schoolers in Ashland. A Scott City native, he graduated from K-State and then went to KU Law School. He had a distinguished law career before being appointed to the bench in 2020. The Supreme Court began observing a disturbing trend in the legal system. Rural areas were becoming underserved. For example, 80% of Kansas attorneys are located in the state's six most populous counties. Our chief judges were telling us they didn't have enough attorneys to make appointments, and we have successful older attorneys who weren't finding folks to take over their practice, Wall said. In December 2022, Chief Justice Marla Lugert issued an order establishing a Rural Justice Initiative Committee to be chaired by Justice Wall. That committee includes rural judges and attorneys, legislators, and representatives of agriculture, business, and nonprofit organizations, plus the Office of Rural Prosperity and Washburn and KU Law Schools. The committee is staffed by Laurel Searles, Chief of Attorney Services and Compliance in the Office of Judicial Administration at the Kansas Supreme Court. The committee is to study the issue, gather data, and make recommendations by fall 2024. Statewide surveys and listening sessions have been conducted, along with interviews of law school students. The shortage of attorneys is becoming a constitutional crisis, Wall said. People have a right to representation, he said. People in rural Kansas deserve access to attorneys just like people in the cities, Searles said. As more attorneys retire, it is getting more difficult for people to be served, said committee member and attorney Ashley Como of Plainville. Como is a young professional who graduated from Washburn Law School. She and her husband moved back to their home area in northwest Kansas, where she joined a Hayes law firm and maintains a practice in Plainville. We would like to replicate people like Ashley, who worked with a large law firm in Kansas City, but chose to come back to her home area, Wall said. I thought we just needed to attract more attorneys to non-urban locations, but the law schools are telling us that they don't have enough people applying in the first place, he said. That means more young people need to be encouraged earlier to consider a career in law. You need to start these conversations earlier in a student's career, Searles said. There are lots of opportunities to work in the legal field, she said. We're now seeing law firms participate in high school career fairs, Searles said. Student debt is a huge issue. We need to be more flexible and open when considering incentives to bring students to rural Kansas, Como said. We also need to help students feel that they belong in those communities, Searles said. So why practice in rural Kansas? You develop closer relationships and can do a lot more hands-on work, Como said. This type of work really makes a difference and gives you more purpose, Searles said. Wall agreed. In some cases, he believes the financial returns of a rural practice could even exceed that of an urban practice in the long run. In 2011, the Kansas Supreme Court began conducting a traveling docket where cases are heard in communities around the state. While there, the justices also visit local high schools and inform students about legal careers. That's how Justice K.J. Wall came to meet the high school students in the rural community of Ashland, population 783 people. Now that's rural. We commend Justice K.J. Wall and all of the Kansas Supreme Court, plus Laurel Searles, Ashley Como, and others involved in this initiative. I hope it helps move more students from the high school classroom to the hometown courtroom. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.